Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week.
Rabbi Beryl Wein, I know what parsha we're talking about this week. It's my bar mitzvah parsha, Lech Lecha.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Wonderful. I'm sure you did a great job, Elliot.
I did. I did the Haftarah also.
Very good. I hope they do it this Shabbos too.
So what are some insights about Lech Lecha?
Well, the point that I want to discuss, the Torah says, Lech Lecha me'artzecha me'olatetecha me'beis avicha. From your birthplace, from your country, from your father's house, etc. All of the commentators deal with the fact that we're not talking here about a physical leaving alone. It's the old bad joke is, you know, you can take the person out of the Bronx, but you can't take the Bronx out of the person. So here also, Avraham Avinu, in order to be the person that he is destined to be, in order to be a person that can stand alone against the whole world, in order to be a person who can even stand up, so to speak, to the Lord, as we'll see in next week's parsha, David by Sdom. So Avraham Avinu has to not just leave the environment of Mesopotamia, in the pagan environment, his father's house where idols, his father was in the idol business, but he has to somehow cleanse himself of the baggage of that society. And that's not easy to do. That's very difficult to do. We hardly ever outgrow our past. It's always with us. The world that we were raised in, the values that we were taught, the schools that we went to. And to become free of that requires an enormous, immense effort. And Avraham Avinu, his entire lifetime, he's a wanderer. He never really has a place. He goes all over the country, over the land of Israel. He goes down to Egypt. He comes back. He stays for a while in Hebron. He stays for a while in other places, in Beersheba. He's all over. I think that part of his rootlessness, part of the fact that he doesn't really have a place, is because of the fact that he is constantly trying to remove from himself the influence of the past. And a person who wanders, a person who has many homes, so to speak, is less likely to retain all of the baggage that he has with him than a person that becomes so settled. This becomes his makom kavua, his place where he is established. The Jewish people and wanderers there throughout their entire history. And because we are basically the wandering Jew, we have been able to maintain ourselves. It's interesting that when, and I don't advocate that we continue wandering, I don't advocate that we should, God forbid, be driven from place to place. But any observed Jewish history will note that wherever the Jews felt that they were part of the society, wherever they were implanted in the society, then that society turned out to be terribly inimical to them. Hitler's Germany is only the latest example. The Soviet Union. There are many examples that we can all recognize of places where Jews felt secure, that they were part of the country, part of the great ideals and great ideas of the country, etc., and somehow it all turned against them. And therefore, the reminder to Jews is that they have a heritage and they have a culture and they have a belief, and that sometimes they may have to stand against the whole world, so to speak. But that's our inner strength. That's our greatness. That's how we emulate our father Abraham. And the ability to leave behind that feeling of belonging to a different culture, that feeling of the lack of independence, of having to aping others, that feeling is really the core feeling that our father Abraham left to us, and that makes us the special quality of the Jewish people that we are. So we should see in Abraham's wanderings the not only the negative side, but the positive side as well, that was a means of expiating the influences of his home, of his country, of his society, of the paganism that threatened to overwhelm him, and to be able to be strong and firm and an influence on the entire world, and to be able to be the father of Hamon Goyim, the Saticha, the father of many, many nations, certainly the father of the Jewish people.
Rabbi Beryl Wein on the positives of wondering. You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wein talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.